I only just woke up like maybe 20 minutes ago.
Wow. If you're eating on the mic, that's going to be so...
I'm sorry. I'll stop eating now. I ate most of it.
Hello and welcome to Real Horror Show. I am your host, Samantha, and I am joined, as always, by Sunny with some overcast.
Yes. Hello.
Is that even a real weather report?
Like, sunny with some overcast is like, yeah, it's pretty legit.
Okay.
That just means it'll be cloudy later.
All right. Awesome. So, my setup is a little, okay. I don't want to say ghetto because that's problematic, but.
Yeah.
Like, more so than usual, mm-hmm. because David may or may not have broken my microphone.
Oh my God, what?
He didn't break it. He just tried to, like, get it to lower down so when we put it in my backpack it would be more protected.
Okay.
But it's stuck and I can't get it straight.
Oh no.
So
no.
It fell all the way backwards, so I kind of have it propped Shit. Up.
Okay.
Damn. You know, that's life. So
as that's life.
As I was saying off mic, yes. listeners and Stormy, if anyone yes. asks. This yes. is an interview for a freelance position, work from home freelance position.
Okay.
And that's why I cannot be disturbed.
That's why you can't be disturbed. Is that what you told people?
Because I don't know how much your parents know about the podcast, but as far as I know, mine don't know anything about it because I don't need them telling me not to do it.
Right.
Even though I'm 25 years old.
Exactly. My parents, they know, but like they're so like I don't think they use social media as much, so I feel like they've probably forgot about it.
That's good. That's good.
You know
That's
what I mean? Like I feel like it's the type of thing where I could share it constantly, but they'll never click on it.
Yeah.
It's that kind of a thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure if we got to the point of this podcast where we, you know, signed on with a directory, is that what they're called? Podcast directory?
Yes, podcast directory, yes ma'am.
Whatever they're called.
and we were actually podcasts.
We were getting more than one writer producer asking us to review their film.
Yeah.
They would be proud of me for doing that because that shows we have at least like 100,000 downloads
exactly. of
an episode, but the building up process they don't really care about.
Yeah. But that's the hard part.
Yeah, it sucks. Like when a play has a stage reading, they'll go and they'll be super proud of me. But when I'm actually like trying to take the time to write, it's
why do you need to write? It should already be written.
Basically,
like, you don't understand.
Basically, like my play, Like a Porcelain Doll. If you're a theater producer, please pick it up. I'm desperate to feel successful.
Yes.
right. That took me 5 years to write, and I'm still like editing and revising it, and I'm sick of it, and I've moved on to another project for now, but still.
Right. It's awesome.
So yeah, that's how my week's been going. How's your week?
I understand. My week is only like, it's only Wednesday. So
you want to kill yourself? Okay.
It's been okay. I just feel, I'm starting to feel like I'm so busy that I'm not getting anything done. Because there's so much to be done and I just feel like I don't have time to do any of it because I'm at work all the time. Mm-hmm. And at my job, I don't have computer access or access to the internet.
Right.
And if I did, I would have so much done, but it's just, it's at this point, it's like a waste of time and it's getting in the way of other things that are like way more important right now.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I think I talked about it in our last recording.
Mm-hmm.
I started at the job at the church and that doesn't take up too much time because I only work 3 hours a day.
Right.
For now, people don't judge me. It's been like 4 weeks. I don't feel comfortable demanding yeah. 4 hours yet.
Of course.
But I totally will because I feel like I can't get enough done in 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
But my freelance work that I do, that takes up a significant amount of time. So it's hard to focus on Real yeah. Horror Show and
and Postcard and
Postcard Press and just
and Junto
and InDesign.
Oh yeah, InDesign. When you talk about your freelance work, do you mean Junto or do you mean like other stuff that you're doing on your own?
I mean what I'm doing for other people, not Junto. I do consider Junto at this point kind of like a job, even though it is a freelance salary.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure if you had other stuff going on too.
Yeah, no. Because I've been with them for so long and I do so much for them, it feels more like a job.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to stick with it because at this point I feel like it's the closest to a real publishing job I'll ever have.
Right.
And I'm probably going to take on more responsibility with them soon because Mitch wants to talk to me about AdWords.
Yeah.
So AdWords, if we have a successful AdWords campaign, that'll mean more money for us. And someday maybe we'll be real employees.
Yeah, there you go.
I say we but you don't even work there anymore.
I know, I don't even work there, but I'll be living vicariously through you over here at the other end of the mic. Like, oh yeah, Sam is a
publishing.
Publishing is just
fun,
but it's so hard to like get a job in publishing.
I know.
But I feel like it's because it's our own fault because we both don't live in New York right now.
It is our fault.
Damn it. If we only just moved to New York, we could just get a job immediately, I'm sure. But
I'm trying to get a job at one of the
too broke to move.
I'm trying to get a job at like a university press, but like I'm not smart enough.
Dude, that's what I'm trying to do too. And like I was trying to get a job at the University of Pittsburgh Press, but the that school is so vast that I feel like I'm never gonna get a foot in the door.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anybody. Well, I know maybe like one or two people that work there, but like I feel like they won't be able to pull strings regarding the publication. You know, they're more like just professors. So it's just like you better know someone like in the publishing department. And it's sad but true. Like you can get all these degrees, but you have to like really make these connections, and I don't have any connections there, so I just like applied and never got the job.
Exactly. And I'm considering I really am considering going for my PhD at this point, because why not? I need something to live for. And hey, PhDs mean I can probably teach classes and get fellowships and money.
That's right.
And I'm looking at University of Michigan for my PhD, and I already called them and they said since they take people straight out of undergrad, it's fine that my master's isn't in literary arts.
Really?
Yeah.
University of Michigan, do they do online or would you go in person?
I would go in person.
In person, okay.
Which is
what is the degree in English literature?
It's in language. Yeah, I think so. I don't have it right in front of me, but it's in literature.
I'm looking it up.
It's in literature, and you can choose like several different tracks to focus in. I'm not sure what track I would focus in, because listeners, in case you can't tell by the name of our podcast, but I am a huge Clockwork Orange fan. I did my senior thesis and undergrad on it, so my dream would be one of the very first Anthony Burgess scholars.
Dude, I want to be an Edgar Allan Poe scholar so much.
Oh yeah, because no one's ever been an Edgar Allan Poe scholar.
Shut up. The other scholar that I would like to be would be like I'm a huge fan of
a dick-sucking scholar.
No, Bret Easton Ellis. He's one of my favorite authors, and I feel like I'm on the website right now. Is it the Rackham Graduate School?
I think so.
Okay, I'm looking at all their degrees.
But yes, listeners, all of this is relevant because this is our one-year anniversary podcast, and we started this podcast out of our publishing program at the George Washington University. Name drop.
Boosh. English language and literature, PhD.
Yeah.
Here we go. Awesome. The application deadline for fall is December 10th. Would you want to go like starting in the fall, this fall?
Not this fall. I would probably
take another year.
Yeah, I need to save up money and at least try to get a full-time job. My PhD pursuit would be if within a year.
Yeah.
Well, the deadline is December 10th. Probably up to maybe November if I don't have a real full-time job or any prospects.
And they said they would take you, although you're in publishing.
Yeah, I called them and everything. I was like, hey, my friend had an issue getting into a PhD program because her master's isn't in literature, Yeah, I have an issue with this. And they said no, because they take people straight from undergrad.
Oh, that's fantastic. That problem really pushed me back a lot, because I would have. But, you know, I'm kind of glad, because I, at the time, it wouldn't have lined up right at this point. Mm-hmm. But that's awesome that they do that. I'll have to look into that. I'm looking into like just masters in like low residency, like English literature stuff, or like creative writing type things.
Yeah.
But there's a shit ton of them in the city, so I would be comfortable with doing that and not wanting to not moving, but only because Luke and I have a home base now.
Yeah.
Both together. But like for you, like you can definitely moving to Michigan would be really cool. I'm thinking about it. Actually,
I'm from Michigan, and
you're from Michigan. That's right. Do you have a place that you can stay?
Not near Ann Arbor, but Michigan's pretty cheap. I think you can get like a 3-bedroom apartment for what I was getting my 0-bedroom apartment in Alexandria for.
That's awesome. So it's more affordable.
Yeah, and my
0-bedroom apartment.
And I've already got my like a statement letter drafting in my mind. I'm going to attempt to pull the same shit I do with everything, which is...
I know what you do.
My parents are dead. When my parents died when I was 12 years old.
But, I want to go to school now.
Yeah, but my mom had both her heart transplants at the University of Michigan Hospital, so...
Oh, that should definitely, that's got to do something, some sort of sway.
I have a major connection to it. In fact, she was a guinea pig for a lot of new advances in heart transplant technology. She was one of the first patients to have an artificial heart between transplants. So,
wow, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
I have a lot of connections to it, and maybe I'll reconnect with her heart doctor.
Yeah.
And maybe while I'm considering getting my PhD, we can suck all the joy out of this podcast and turn it into a literary analysis of
horror. A literary analysis. I'm like, what are you working on this time, Sam?
Like, just do scholarly analyses of horror.
Analyses. That's right. Damn. Like, see, the PhD programs around here, I would have to go to somewhere else to get my PhD. Shit. But I also want to be like getting my PhD. I feel funny because we wouldn't be graduating together anymore.
You would feel like you're cheating on me.
Yeah, or I feel like it's not right because we should always be together for our schooling.
Oh.
Because we did a really important schooling thing together, and then we graduated and we were standing there. We were like, hey, Sam, do you think we should go get our PhDs just because the robes look so cool? And you're like, yeah, okay, let's do it. And that was our decision making right there. So I was like, okay, we're in it together. I understand.
They just look so much better than the master's robes.
It totally does. It looks so much cooler. And then I remember we asked the girl, and she's like, we're like, how much? And she's like, to rent or to buy? And it was like $800 to buy it. And I was like, holy shit,
because
dude.
That shit is handcrafted in velvet.
That's fucking handcrafted shit. And it's made for you. So it's like, yeah.
Also, I've been considering, like, you know, the girl sitting in front of us who had taped like a headband to her graduation cap so she could wear it with her hair?
Yes.
Because graduation caps aren't designed with, you know, black girls with natural hair in mind, so it's very hard for them to wear them.
Yeah, of course.
I keep thinking about how brilliant that is, and I might steal that and patent it and go on Shark Tank and make
money. Yeah, you should. That was fabulous.
Like, not even, like, black guys, black girls, even just super prissy-ass white girls who don't want to mess up their hair.
Yeah.
People would buy that because... After graduation, when you're taking pictures out of your robe, you don't want to have disgusting hat hair.
Exactly.
So, I think she was really onto something.
I think you're right. That's fabulous.
I should have told her.
That's a good.
I should have told her to patent that, because that's like $1 million idea right there. I'm not even kidding.
Dude, that's a good point. I didn't even think of that until now, since before.
Because when I graduated high school, I had Zooey Deschanel bangs, and it was very hard for me to position the cap in a way right. that didn't make my bangs look stupid.
Right.
He's texting me.
Oh. Yeah. All right, so let's make it a point that this winter we
apply to PhD
programs. Apply to PhD programs.
But what if it's like really awkward virtual and one handshake. Of us gets in and the other one doesn't, like how you didn't get into Emerson and I got into Emerson?
Dude, that's okay because, well, that's okay that happens because, I don't know. I didn't get into Emerson. I don't know why. Probably because I suck. You know why I probably didn't get into Emerson? Because A, I went to a branch campus of Penn State. Mm-hmm. And B, probably because of some other little things. I don't know why. I wish I did, but I'm kind of glad I didn't because...
You would have gone.
I would have gone, but it would have been so far away and so much more expensive than Virginia, probably. Jesus.
I know, that's what I keep thinking with NYU because I got into the NYU publishing program. And
right, right.
I probably would have gone, but New York is surprisingly more expensive than DC. And yeah. I would have been farther from David. And
yeah, that's DC. Virginia was just the best bet for all of us, I think. Yeah.
Not that you should base your college or grad school decision around your partner, but
that's right.
But if you are in a serious, committed relationship, you should probably consider them when you make these decisions.
Yeah, I consider them because I considered that and it was doable. The drive was doable from Pittsburgh to Alexandria. So it was,
that's what I thought too. Had I gone to New York, I would have never seen David and we probably would have broken up and I'd be dating again.
Oh no.
Fuck dating.
And then this podcast would become like Sam's dating antics. What happened yesterday?
Date me, Sammy.
Date me, Sammy.
Patent pending. Okay, yeah. So
do you hear that from my mic?
I do. A noise. I do, but it's fine.
It's because they're like a lawn mowing outside my windows.
What the fuck is their problem? I guess we might as well get into the movie.
Yeah.
Away from our personal schooling, which is relevant because this is our 1 year anniversary podcast.
It is our 1 year anniversary because we started this shit. And we recorded it in the fucking thing at the end of April, whenever we were at your apartment complex thingy.
Yeah. And awesome. That went so well, as you can hear on our first episode, we're not cool, we're edgy.
Yes.
The audio.
And now it's been a year. I can't believe it.
No, and we've released 14 episodes.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. 14 episodes.
You know, by this point, most podcasts would have released like 52 episodes, but
52 shit.
But, you know, we don't live by your rules.
No, we don't.
Explain how fucking busy we are. So
I know. Well, we only got into the rhythm of like doing it like every 2 weeks, like maybe halfway through.
Yeah, and now your wedding's coming up. Pretty fast.
Yes,
and
then I'm just coming up pretty
and then
fast.
I'm busy with other freelance stuff, so it's hard to we do have a written review coming to the website soon. Written reviews take a lot longer than these.
They definitely do.
It'll be on the website in like a week or two because it has to be.
What is it?
The Hangman, because the writer producer requested us to review it.
Oh, it's that guy. Okay, so it was going to be a written review.
Yeah, he asked for a written review. I could follow up and see if he wants a podcast, but I feel like we can be a bit meaner on the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say we probably don't want to do that because he might be offended if we don't like it.
Because our bitchiness just feeds off of each other and then it turns
it. It sure does.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, since this is our 1 year anniversary and Mother's Day is coming up, which is so convenient. We've decided to address a movie we've made some inflammatory remarks about in the past.
Yes.
This week we are covering Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. Woo, Jason. can't crystallize, can't blood.
So I think mainly in our Nightmare on Elm Street reviews, we talked a lot of shit about Friday the 13th.
dude, we really did.
So, you know, some people might hate the movies.
Yeah, some people like me might hate him a lot. All of them.
That's not entirely true.
What, that you don't hate all of them?
I don't hate them. It's just
I don't love them.
Especially
they're not my favorite.
Especially going back to the first Friday the 13th. We were bad this week and didn't take notes, so we'll probably be super out of order.
That's okay. I'm trying to think it through from like the beginning to end of the movie.
I really do love the first Friday the 13th movie.
Yeah.
However, when you look at it in comparison to Nightmare on Elm Street and then Halloween, especially with mm-hmm. the final girl character,
yes.
she's just so unmemorable.
Yeah.
Like when people say women in horror are victimized and they're not super strong female characters, I strongly disagree with that. But if Friday the 13th is the only horror movie they've seen, I understand.
Yes.
Like I barely remember her name, Alice. She has.
Is that it?
Yeah, she has like 15 lines in the movie, it seems.
If she does.
Like, yeah, she cuts off Pam Voorhees' head.
Yeah, Pam Voorhees' head.
She cuts off Miss.
Which is like amazing.
Yeah, but up until that, she kind of just pals around with the one guy and then cries and screams and runs.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you've got Nancy, who checked out a military survival handbook and set up booby traps to pull Freddy out of her dream.
Dude, exactly.
And then you've got Laurie Strode, who's just a good babysitter. After finding yeah. her friends dead, she quickly bolted and got the kids to safety and fought back.
Yeah, she protected them.
Yeah. Which is why I think Nancy and Laurie are so much more memorable than Alice, is because they were able to take care of their other people and then themselves, because even though all Nancy's friends died, she did try to save them.
Yeah, but then the difference though too is that like Alice is in like the crazy hospital now because nobody believes her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the boy.
But aside from a lackluster final girl, I do think the first Friday the 13th is an excellent horror movie. It has a lot of really good kills. It's got gore.
It's got a great twist at the end. Yeah.
It's a very well-written, well-thought-out movie, which is why right. as you start getting into the sequels, it's like, yes. what the fuck happened?
Like, why did you keep going?
Honestly, you could stop at the first one and be completely satisfied with everything.
Exactly. But they're like, you know what we should do? Although Jason is dead, we should probably bring him back to life as an adult.
Yeah, as a grown-ass man.
And not explain to you why he's wearing, like, a hockey mask
not
eventually.
Not explain to you why he's, like, 20 years old when he died when he was 8.
Exactly. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah,
it's not how decomposition works.
Definitely not. Jeez.
But yeah, so I do take a few issues with the story, mainly that they claim that it's in present day, yet none of these kids have iPhones.
Yeah, none of these kids have iPhones. Wait, and Friday the 13th, does it say present day?
Yeah,
like,
after
at one point?
After the, when it flashes, when it's through with the flashback at the very beginning, it shows the first victim walking, and it says the town name present day, and it's like, excuse you.
Oh my god, really, Annie, when she's walking, yeah. the hitchhiker girl?
Yeah, it says
she's so cute.
She is. She's
I'm sad she died first.
Annie hits me close to home because as a camp counselor, I yeah. know a lot of Annies.
Aww.
I'm just super excited to be around kids and hang out and do camp stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, go in the water and pretend you're drowning.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, and then like paint stuff.
Also, holy crap, I didn't know this, because the last time I watched the first Friday the 13th was a long time ago, but Kevin Bacon's in this.
Kevin Bacon with the arrow through the throat kill.
He should have been the final girl.
I know. He was so cool. He didn't have a lot of lines either. He had like maybe four. Yeah,
he was just the pretty boy.
He was. But I was like, how fun.
But had they made him the final girl, this could have been the dark timeline of Footloose.
You're right. Well, Kevin Bacon's been in like some like scary thrillers.
Yeah, he does a lot of horror, surprisingly.
Yeah, he did Tremors. Great. Yeah, Tremors. He did the fuck?
Monster.
There's like another one that's on HBO Go.
Monster, is that the one where he plays like the invisible rapist?
No. Hollow Man? Is that what you're thinking?
It might be.
Shit. He's in like something. He's in some fucking movie. Hang on. Yeah, I love Kevin Bacon. He's in my favorite TV show.
I Love Dick.
No. Yeah, he is in Hollow Man. He's also in a the movie I'm thinking of is. It is called. There's one called Death Sentence, and there's another called bleh, bleh, bleh. It's like Echo of Shadows or some shit like that.
Yeah, I know that movie.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But he's also in the best TV show ever, The Following.
Oh.
My favorite TV show of all time.
Oh.
Where the fuck is that scary movie in?
But it's so weird how he had maybe five lines in this movie and he's the one that arguably went on to have the most success.
Yeah, he did have a successful career.
He has a
success. But you know what?
Not did. He's still alive. He's still working.
Oh, yeah. He's still doing all kinds of great stuff. He's wonderful. Where's that fucking... Yeah, he was in Tremors.
What we're getting at is we love Kevin Bacon.
Where is Friday 13th? I can't even find it on his like IMDb. Anyway, but you can also like compare in Friday, not Friday 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, how Johnny Depp was in it and that was his first role.
Wow.
And like, look at him, you know what I mean?
Halloween was Jamie Lee Curtis's first role and look at her.
Look at her, dude. Yeah, there's no like big name dudes in that movie. Well, except
Donald
for
Pleasance.
Donald Pleasance, but he was already around.
He's a legacy.
He is a legacy. I love Donald Pleasance. Yeah. So
what was up with that creepy pedophile camp counselor? Like the owner of the camp? Was he supposed to have a thing going with Alice, or was that his?
Oh, the one weirdo who had like shorts on and
who
like
disappeared for most
glasses
of the movie.
And no shirt. And then, no, for most of the movie, what he literally did was he drove to like a restaurant bar and he stayed there all day and night. And then when he left, like it was the thing I don't like about this movie is that since it's set in one evening, it feels like it takes forever and there's so much moving going on. And there's not a lot of action. Like, the kills are spread out, but, like, they're spread out a lot.
They are.
Stuff doesn't start to happen for a while. And then you're sitting there watching people, and you're just like, I'm pretty bored. And then Annie dies, and you're like, okay, she shouldn't have gotten in the car with, like, a crazy person. Little did she know that, you know, it was Pam. Or whatever Mrs. Voorhees' name is, Pamela Voorhees.
It's so weird to me that this movie in the entire series, this is the one that stands out as the weirdest.
It is the weirdest, like, I think.
Like, not weird in a bad way. Like, Jason X is very weird. Jason Goes to Hell is very weird. Weird as in, it's a good movie. It's a good, well-paced horror movie, whereas the others are just bloody, gory slasher movies with ridiculous
Jason plots. Takes Manhattan. You can't forget that, Jason Takes Manhattan.
It's barely Jason Takes Manhattan. It's Jason's on a boat for 2 hours.
Jason's on the boat. Yeah, and I was like, you don't really need a cruise ship to get to...
Like, how the hell am I supposed to believe that Camp Crystal Lake is big enough.
It's Camp. I know. It's Camp Blood. It's not big enough to go to New York. Well, they went to Manhattan. So it's not like they went to like New York, New York, Times Square.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't even understand New York, though. I haven't been enough to understand like the neighborhoods.
Now, an actual Jason goes to Manhattan where he just keeps killing people throughout the like city.
Just kills anything that moves. And then Jason's in space is pretty great. Jason X. Why do they want to like put all these serial killers in space? Like, I don't understand. They want to do that with everybody.
They never did that with Michael Myers. They never did that with Freddy Krueger. They did it with Leprechaun and they did it with Jason.
Jason. But like, why? That didn't need to happen.
I don't know. The only one where it would make sense for them to go to space is Nightmare on Elm Street because it takes place in dreams.
Yeah, I was going to say you could dream about space. But no.
The only reason it may come across that I hate Friday the 13th is because it just frustrates me.
It frustrates me too.
The canon frustrates me. The way they do the plot frustrates me. The fact that Kane Hodder didn't come in to play Jason until the fourth movie frustrates me. The fact that there's
who played Jason?
Just random people.
Random dude.
Yeah. The fact that Friday the 13th part six is essentially Carrie versus Jason because they couldn't do Freddy versus Jason at that point.
Oh yeah. That was ridiculous.
Like,
what the heck was that shit about? That whole movie didn't have to happen at all.
Like, she pulls him out of the lake and brings him back to life by accident. And then that wasn't enough. At the very end, she somehow brings her dead dad back to life to pull him underwater. What? That's not...
What the fuck?
That's not how decomposition works.
But then, like, after all this happens, Jason is dead, and he can't be resurrected from the lake because he's chained down into the water. And they're like, but we really need to bring him back to life again. What should we do? Oh, a lightning strike should do the trick. And that, like, what movie is that even in? Like, he gets struck by lightning and comes back to life. What the fuck?
I don't fucking know anymore.
Is that six? The fuck is happening? So, but Freddy vs. Jason is a fabulous film.
But
I love that shit.
Hear me out.
That's it, though.
I think it's Friday the 13th, part 2 through 4 take place through... during the same week. So technically, Friday the 13th, part 3 and part 4 aren't even Friday the 13th. They're Saturday the 14th and Sunday the
14th. Dude, you're right. Plus, she was like, oh yeah, it's the blah, blah, blah. It's my son's birthday. But like, you do realize that like next year it's not going to fall on like a Friday.
I know.
So it's going to be like Tuesday the 13th.
Yeah.
So... like,
now that bothers me.
People. Doesn't that bother you? It bothers me a lot. I think of that a lot.
This absolutely should have been a standalone horror film.
I know. God, because Nightmare on Elm Street, everyone that lives on Elm Street will have a nightmare. Halloween always comes back because it's a holiday. Damn.
It frustrates me. But at the same time, I love Jason X and I love Freddy versus Jason. So I'm glad they continued the series. But also, Friday the 13th would have been fine as a standalone movie.
It would have been. Yes, it definitely would have been. Because then I'd be like, oh, wow, there is no killer. It's just like the mom is crazy. But then they're like, no, she can't be crazy because he's got to be real.
Just like...
and he needs to avenge her death.
It's like Psycho would have been great as a standalone movie. In fact, it was a standalone movie until the 1980s when they made a sequel.
Oh, God. Like, Psycho 2, yay. It's like, no... I haven't even seen the sequels.
Don't.
What? All right.
Actually, I hear 2 might not be that bad because it has What's-His-Face back in it as Norman Bateman. Like, he reprises his role.
Norman Bates. It's Norman Bates.
Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman and Norman Bates mixed together as Norman Bateman. Yeah. Anthony Perkins.
Thank you, Anthony Perkins. Yeah, he reprised the role until he died.
Andy Perkins is fucking nut in real life.
He's dead.
Nobody wanted to work with him. Dead. I know. But people were like, dude, he was like fucking crazy.
You all die at some point.
Yeah, I do. Oh, man.
I wish we had taken it. Like,
I know. I didn't take it. I didn't even watch it. I watched it recently. I watched it like last time it was in the theaters on Friday the 13th. Oh, yeah. Like, they'll do a showing of it. And so I went down to see it.
I need to
with Tim
convince the local theater here to do that.
To do stuff like that?
Yeah, there's a local theater in my university town that does like special showings occasionally, so I should like message them and be like, yo, bro, oh, the next one's coming up in July, which would be the perfect time to do a Friday the 13th showing.
Absolutely. Well, I guess we can talk about like this is you probably love the fact that this movie is like full of practical effects. So don't you love that though? Because it's just like
CGI to me. I'm kidding.
Oh, come on! I was like, they didn't know what CGI was. Didn't exist back then. Well, Tom Savini did the makeup effects. I'm pretty sure
the kill scenes were great, especially like the arrow through the neck and does.
Yeah, that was fabulous.
The axe through the face.
Rest in peace, Kevin Bacon. But how can you possibly cut someone's head off in one cut?
Only you would care.
That's anatomically impossible. And also, she wasn't strong enough to do that.
You know what?
It needs to be hacked off. It takes at least like minimum three.
You know what? Sometimes in moments of complete stress, toddlers are able to lift cars off their mothers. So
right. God. Complete so stress. Stupid. Yeah. Alice was really stressed out.
Wouldn't you?
So she got her. I'd be stressed out because she was like, she like smacked her in the face and stuff.
Oh shit, I should have waited to go see A Quiet Place. Sorry, I'm totally.
Did you see it?
In theaters with David.
Oh yeah, you did see it. Oh, that's so cool. I really want to see it a lot.
It was so good. Like, also, I feel like I need to clarify some things because John Squires called out people who talk shit on PG-13 horror movies. After A Quiet Place came out and people were saying, oh, it's not going to be any good because it's PG-13. When I say I don't like PG-13 horror movies, I'm really talking about teen screens more than anything.
Yes.
Like movies that would greatly benefit from some titty or some real gore because the plot's not there. Yeah. And it.
Yes. Or some like bad words maybe like here and there.
Plot's not there and it does a terrible job at building suspense. So really that's what I talk about when I say I hate PG-13 horror movies, because the reason those movies are PG-13 are because they cut out a lot of the good stuff in order to sell more tickets to teenagers. That's not a lie. Right. So like a horror movie like A Quiet Place, yes, it's a horror movie. Horror movies can be good.
What do you think about the people that are like trying to argue that it's not a horror movie? Off. I know, I'm like getting real sick of that. It's like, yes, like, it is.
Oh, Get Out's not a horror movie. The Shape of Water's not a horror movie, which you can argue that it's not. It's more of a monster movie, but still.
That's like under the umbrella of horror movies, okay? There are different types of horror movies, and that's just a different, like, like a subgenre of it. People just don't understand that.
Understand that a horror movie can make you feel things other than scared and grossed out when you're looking at gore. And, like, while I was watching, I didn't expect it, but while I was watching A Quiet Place, I was literally clinging to David's hand the whole time because it's such a stressful movie to watch.
It's
so fucking stressful. You have no idea. Because when they say it's a quiet place, it's a quiet place. There is barely any sound in that entire movie.
That's awesome. That's what I really am interested in with that. Because is there even like music or a score or sound effects or anything? Score,
but it's not overbearing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Like, it's such a beautiful movie and it is so scary. Like,
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see it like as soon as I can. The reason I should have
waited to see it is we have a drive-in theater here that we're trying, the whole town's trying desperately to keep it open because the town has passed bullshit noise ordinances and the town just really doesn't care about home-owned businesses. So like our barbecue joint that has live music and our drive-in theater is under a lot of stress right now because of the noise ordinances. People can't hear the movies. However, they're showing A Quiet Place this weekend. And I'm like, oh, that would be the perfect movie to see at the drive-in theater.
Nice. That'd be awesome. Like
out in the open and it's quiet.
Shit, you're right.
You should come down here spontaneously for the weekend and we can go see it.
I know, I should.
I love going to the drive-in.
There's a drive-in really close to me. And they do like old school horror stuff, but they do like new releases as well. So I'm gonna have to see what they're playing lately since it's getting warmer outside.
Drive-in theater does old like flashback Thursdays. So I should email them and make a good argument for them to show Friday the 13th on Friday the 13th.
Is there a Friday 13th coming up?
Actually be Jason's birthday.
I was like, this week it could actually be his birthday because it's in the middle of the and if that's true, then Jason is a Cancer. So he shouldn't be so angry. He should be pretty calm.
This podcast, otherwise we may have never known that. So
Jason is a Cancer.
We know he's a Cancer. Oh no, he was born on June 13th.
Yeah. He is a Leo.
All right, so what about a Leo makes him the way he is, Jacqueline? I mean, Stormy.
Everything, because that's like the opposite of a Cancer. So that, never mind, it all makes sense now. If he was a Cancer, it wouldn't make any sense to me.
Mercury is in retrograde, does he not kill people?
Mercury is in retrograde most of the time, but I feel like that doesn't have anything to do with how his personality is. Mercury is in retrograde whenever like bad things happen to Jason. Like if he doesn't get the kill, Mercury's probably in retrograde.
Mercury's in retrograde, then why do we freak out if Mercury's in retrograde?
Because like I don't fucking know. I don't know. It's because like maybe like someone has like a string of bad luck or something like that, and they say, oh, is Mercury in retrograde? And there's a website that you can check called like ismercuryinretrograde.com, and it'll tell you if it is or not. So I can look it up right now. Is Mercury in retrograde? Yeah, ismercuryinretrograde.com. No, something else must be bumming you out. Mercury turns retrograde at 1:02 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time in North America on July 26, 2018. So near his birthday.
Interesting.
Yeah, check this shit out. Yeah, it's like when Mercury is in retrograde, this is for people who believe that, it like kind of throws you off and you're just like, you feel imbalanced. Just sent you the link. Yes, you can always check that, but you don't have to check it until July 26th because we know it's not in retrograde until then.
Also, I just want to say, if you cry easily, you probably will cry at the end of A Quiet Place. Yeah,
really? I usually don't cry.
It's a horror movie because it made them like
feelings,
which is fine. And in fact, that's kind of one of the reasons we wanted to start this podcast, or at least I did, is because horror should make you feel things other than scared, because horror should come from real places as humans.
Yes.
Which is, you know,
you're right.
Another issue I end up having with the Friday the 13th franchise is, they're fun movies with some good scares in them, but a real fear isn't that I'll accidentally bring Jason back to life with my psychic powers. Like, a real fear is going to babysit some kids and I get a call from a stranger who's inside the house. Ooh, a real fear is
having recurring nightmares that you can't wake up from.
In a situation like in a quiet place where you can no longer speak because speaking could get you killed, or talking or making loud noises could get you killed.
So you got to go learn American sign language.
This Friday the 13th, being a camp counselor I was a camp counselor for 4 years in a row. And the woods are a scary place, and taking care of kids is a scary place. And especially when your camp is in the middle of nowhere. Luckily, mine wasn't. We were it's on a very popular lake here in Virginia. You can probably figure out which one, because there are only two natural lakes in Virginia.
Is it?
Actually, no, wait. No, the lake it's on is not a natural lake. Might be.
Oh.
Yes.
Is it man-made?
Most of the lakes in Virginia are going to be man-made, except for Mountain Lake, which is leaking. So it's kind of like Mountain Field.
But it's leaking.
All my friends who are listening to this just groan because I make that joke all the time.
Really? I think it's funny.
It's sad, yo. That's where they filmed Dirty Dancing. Yeah.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
And it's leaking.
Because there's a crack in the mountain.
That's pretty terrifying, Jesus.
Geology with a real horror show.
Yeah, geology. The rock broke in half and is leaking the water.
Let's see. More real fears that come with Friday the 13th. I guess being a mother and losing your child is a real something terrifying.
Or being in a situation where you just happen to be at the camp and the mom just wants to kill everybody at the camp, although it's not the same people that let her son drown. Yeah. But she's just going to go and do it anyway.
As a parent, your goal in life is to make sure your child doesn't die, and then they die. And that's enough to make someone snap and want to get revenge.
Yeah. Also, it's good to take your child to swimming lessons so they don't drown, which would be good, too, if you were a good mom.
Pam Voorhees is a good mom, and when you really look at it, she was in the right because those kids were doing nothing but sinning the entire time they were left alone at that camp. Premarital sex, drinking, smoking the weed.
Did they even do any of those things? I feel like I didn't see them drink one time.
I saw them drinking, but they did smoke. Yes, they did.
They didn't even smoke. You didn't even see them have sex.
Kevin Bacon has sex with his girlfriend. Forgot.
But do you see, is there nudity though? One boob, okay.
For fuck's sake, this is why you watched the movie before.
I didn't watch it at all.
So, but
I'm trying to remember. Because I remember Kevin Bacon does have sex, but then I remember him dying right after. But I don't remember there being much nudity.
There isn't as much nudity there is in sequels, but there is nudity.
Yes. And there's a boob. There's rain. That's pretty scary.
All I want to do is take a nap, but I made the mistake by volunteering to help my aunt and uncle clean up the house for guests this weekend. I know. Why do I have to try and not be a terrible person?
Our guests coming over this weekend because it's Mother's Day or
Tech's
something.
Graduation and all the hotels are booked, and they have friends whose grandson is graduating from Tech.
So they're coming over to sleep there?
Don't make it weird. Do you never have people come over?
That's the real horror show. What if something bad happens?
Will happen.
That'll be a good story I could write, when friends come over to stay.
I don't know if you've ever watched the show, What Would You Do?
Yeah.
Yeah, What Would You Do?
The show.
I was watching it and they tackled people witnessing a date rape in progress,
So it's news thing.
And
oh yeah, okay. Yes, I have seen that.
The second biggest threat to young college age girls, other than, you know, the guys drugging their drink, is probably middle aged women who witness the drugging of the drink but don't speak up about it.
Yeah, and then later they're like, "Oh well, she should have known better."
It was even worse than that. They were like, "Well, I was worried about, you know, what would they do to me if I spoke up?" And it's like,
"Oh come on, they don't want you."
And it's like college-age girls would come to the rescue of the other girl, and even like older men who see the drugging of the drink came to the rescue of the girls, like threatening to kick the guy's ass. And my favorite guy that almost made me cry. Awesome. He saw it happen, and then he got up and went and told the waitress, and he's like, "I'm going to go outside and smoke, in case they see me talking to you, they don't know anything's up and won't run away." So the host has them drug the drink again after the guy walks out, and the woman at the bar with them sees it, and she's like, "Oh, I did not just see that." And then she's a middle-aged woman, and the girl comes back and takes a drink of the wine, and the woman doesn't say anything, but the guy comes back inside, and he takes the drink from her hand and starts yelling at the guys, and he's like, "Come on, did anyone else see them drug their drink?" And the woman would not speak up.
Oh my god. So did they confront the women?
Like, ran over to the exit and tied his jacket around the door so they wouldn't be able to open it and get out until the police came.
Nice. Yeah. And they're like, "Hey, you're just on the show."
"You know, I have daughters and my son's a state trooper. I can't just sit by and let that shit happen." And the woman was like, "Well, I was afraid to speak up because what would they do to me?" And I'm like, "You're in a crowded bar, and if you start making a big deal that two wily-ass teenage guys drugged a drink, they're not going to do shit to you because there's 40 other people in the bar."
I know, right? And they don't want to do anything to you.
If they're pansy-ass enough to drug a girl, they're not going to, like, knife you in the fucking parking lot.
Yes.
Sorry, that's making light of day, right? But seriously, it pissed me off that...
Like, why are they the worst? Because they really are.
I don't know.
Like, all they do is tear each other down.
Hopefully our generation can put an end to that, or at least be more subtle about it.
They will.
I'll talk shit.
I feel like our generation is empowering.
I'll talk shit about other women, but I'm not going to let them, like, get attacked in the middle of the night. I'll tell you if you have an ugly haircut, but I'm not going to, like, let you get mugged or raped. Anyway, aside from that dark topic, do you have the closing notes up?
Yeah.
I feel like we kind of talked about the movie.
Yes, let me get them. Yeah, so we kind of talked about it a little bit.
I think we're both tired. She has to go to work and I have to go help with stuff. In summary, we do not hate Friday the 13th. It's a good movie. Yeah. It's just, it gets really fucking off the rails.
Exactly. It does. And it gets too off the rails that you're just like... you can't get back with it, and then they like made like 18 sequels, so then you're like, fuck, this is unbelievably terrible. All right, okay, I have the outro here. So Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. We learned today that
if you make Jason one is good a cancer. Movie, even if it makes a really good profit at the box office, you should stop at that movie.
You should just, it's like going to the casino and gambling. And then when you do really good, you should stop. But instead, you keep going and you lose your money again. So it's almost like the same thing. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear. Follow us on Twitter at @horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. want to argue with us about something, or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet, leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post written reviews.
I promise.
Soon. We will post one soon. Sam says that it'll be there soon. Yep. So, so keep your eyes open because it's a doozy. We love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website, where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal or sign up for monthly donations and receive special rewards based on your support level. We also have an Amazon wish list. If you feel like buying us something tangible will help convey your love more than a monetary donation would. And any other pertinent news?
Everybody's invited to Stormy's wedding. I'm going to tweet the address right before. All right.
Oh, God. Yeah. And if you don't get there within like 10 minutes, then you'll be locked out because I have a bouncer.
I'm the anti.
No, but Tim will bounce you away.
I would like to see Tim try. I can take him.
You're the anti bouncer. Well, that would be a good like 1v1, totally. Like Sam versus Tim. That'd be funny. Any other
news?
All right. Well, I don't think there is any. Oh, so I'll go to work soon. I